You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you. And pick up your copy today. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't
over. Right before I die, I gotta. Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello and thank you. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries, where our wonderful pastors are Apostle Thomas Robinson Jr. and our pastor, Teresa Robinson. God bless you. Thank y'all for tuning in. We love, amen, the feedback that we get from you that are listening. I'm Minister Andre Jordan. This is the Kingdom Sounds broadcast. We're here every weekday. Thank God for that. Monday through Friday at 6 p.m., we look forward to being here. We thank God for this platform and the opportunity to share the truth of His Word. And so we're going to speak on part two of a topic, combating fear. Combating fear. Fear is a strong man, and so we must combat and resist it with the Word of God. Father, thank you so much that your Word brings light and revelation and illumination. Father, we pray today that the eyes of our understanding be open, our ears be open, our hearts be open. Father, our eyes be open that we can see and hear and know and comprehend. Give us understanding of your Word, Father. Let everything fear-related be dismantled in our lives. We pray and we release, Father, the love of God, the power of God, the sound mind of God over our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. So God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Love the Lord today. And we're talking about combating fear. Combating fear. We talked about how fear is not of God. We started with the scripture in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. It says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear. He's not given us the spirit of fear or timidity. So why are we accepting things that God has not given us? There is a whole list of other things we could add that God has not given us. I'm pinpointing fear today. But I want to say really quick, God has not given us sickness. He's not given us disease. He's not given us guilt and shame. He's not given us a whole host of things that the enemy accuses us of, but he's given us love. He's given us his power. I have the power of God to do it. Through Christ, I can do all things. He's given us his power. He's given us tools. He's given us weaponry. He's given us his word to overcome the devil. And while we're talking about fear today, it applies to anything else that you recognize. Wait a minute. This is not of God. I won't accept it. If we've been accepting fear, today in the name of Jesus, we rise up, we stand up, we take up our bed and we walk up out of it. Whatever the it represents, we're specifically highlighting fear, but God has not given us the spirit of fear. He's not given us a spirit that shrinks back. He's not giving us a spirit that quits. He's not giving us a spirit that throws in the towel. He's not giving us a spirit that is paralyzed and immobilized and is not moving forward. But we are continuing to take territory and advance and move the kingdom of God forward through our lives as vessels for God to use us, through yielded lives as vessels for God to use us. So he's not giving me the spirit of fear. So what is keeping me? What is holding me back from believing what God has called me to do? What is holding me back? What is keeping me from doing what God has called me to do? What is holding me back? What is keeping me back from sharing my testimony? What is holding me back? What is keeping me back from telling you about Jesus? What is holding me back? What is keeping me back from taking the promotion? What is holding me back? What is keeping me back from ministering the word of God? What is holding me back? What is keeping me back from writing the books that God has in my bosom? What is holding me back? What is keeping me back from going after getting a house and becoming a homeowner, whatever it is? It could be anything. That's just a few things. What's holding me back and keeping me back from believing to see the salvation of my children, to see them operating in their call and assignment and ministry for God? What is holding me back? What am I afraid of? I want to talk for a moment. Also, as we talk about fear, I wanted to talk about righteous fear. I wanted to talk about the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord, the scripture tells us, is the beginning of wisdom. Let's go really quick to Proverbs 1 and 7. Proverbs 1 and 7. I'm turning, you turn. Get your Bible. Take notes. You know what? I listen to good teaching, and no matter where it is, radio, social media, a pen and a paper. I'm known for it. The Bible says, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, it says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." The fear of the Lord. Listen, the Bible tells us he's not giving us a spirit of fear. Fear is not of God. Fear might be a natural human response momentarily, but fear is not a place that we live in. Dread is not a place that we live in. Afraid is not a place that we live in. It's a momentary emotional response. And the Lord always comforted us with fear not. Fear not. He always brought us back. Fear not. Look at God. Eyes focused on God. Eyes straight ahead on God. Fear not. Though there's a bump in the boat, though there's a bump in the road, fear not. He always comforts us. So what I want to say to you, there is a righteous fear. There is a righteous fear. The beginning of knowledge is the fear of the Lord. So when I think about it, what am I afraid of more than I'm fearful and reverencing God? And let's talk about the God fear. Let's talk about the righteous fear. The righteous fear, the righteous fear of the Lord is to love him to obedience. The righteous fear of God is I'm so busy loving and obeying God that I don't have time to fear man's opinion. I don't have time to fear man's thoughts. I don't have time to fear man's report, because I'm so busy loving and obeying and listening. Who has your ear? Sometimes the wrong person has our ear. How did fear get in? It's getting in a gate. Who has your ear gate? Who has your heart gate? Who has your eye gate? Fear is coming through a door. There's a door open for this to come. But because when we have the fear of the Lord, that is the beginning of all knowledge. Wisdom comes with the fear of the Lord. Understanding comes with the fear of the Lord. When we have the fear of the Lord, it shuts the door. It shuts the gate on the trash that the enemy is trying to deposit in you and I. Fear is from the enemy. I want to say this. Righteous fear shuts the door to emotional fear, to the spirit of fear, righteous fear of the Lord. I'm so filled with righteous fear of God. I'm so full. And another thing, we must fill ourselves with his word. And nowadays, people are always saying, "Well, that's my truth." They have something that is not in alignment with scripture. They have something that might oppose or be totally contrary to Scripture, but guess what? They will proudly say, that's my truth. I want to say to you and submit to you today, the Word of God is the truth. The Word of God, there is one truth, and that is the Word of God. And when we fill ourselves up with this truth, when we don't live by bread alone, feeding the natural man, feeding the natural body, but neglecting to feed the spirit of our spirits with the Word of God, the spirit of our spirit eats the Word. He doesn't eat hamburgers and ribs and fried chicken. He eats the Word of God. So we must, while we're feeding the natural man, we've got to fill ourselves with the Word of God. I was seeing, I want to be addicted to the Word. I was seeing in my mind's eye how people can shoot up drugs, and in their drugs, they take a needle and they put drugs into their veins. I want to be filled with the Word like that. I don't want drugs. I don't want a needle in my arm, but I want to be filled. I want to be addicted to the Word that I'm reading my Bible. And when we have no taste for the Bible, pray, God, help me to desire your Word again. Help me to see that your Word is good and pleasant to eat. Help me to old taste and see that the Lord is good. Pray. If you're in a season of, I really don't desire to read it, just pray. Pray. God, help me to get back in the Word. Help me to read it again. Open my eyes again. Help me to delight in it again. Help me to see your goodness in it again. But when we fill up with the Word, it shuts the door to fear. Jesus was the Word made flesh that dwelt among us, filled with the Spirit of God. It keeps doors shut to the enemy. When the enemy brings things to us, they can't stay because we respond not naturally out of an emotional place, but we respond with the Spirit. When the enemy comes knocking, we don't have to open the door, number one. When strangers come to your door, you don't have to get your door. No. I see you, stranger. Bye. We don't have to respond in the natural. We don't have to open doors to the enemy. God has given us power. He's given us love. He's given us a sound mind. I don't take any package that's not of God. God has called us also to grow up in him. The Word causes us to grow. The Word causes us to be sharp in him. The Word causes us to have weapons. The weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of stronghold. Use the Word. You've got a sword of the Spirit to chop and to annihilate and to dismantle. Dismantle. Have you ever seen somebody that know how to use a machete? Use a machete. My gosh. Dismantle. Use your sharp two-edged sword of the Word of God to dismantle the lies of the enemy, to dismantle it. How do you dismantle the doctor's report? You get into your Word and you fill your spirit with the Word until you begin to believe God for what he says concerning your healing, concerning your health, concerning your children, concerning whatever it says, even concerning your enemies. Listen, concerning whatever situation it might be, let's read really quick while in our time remaining. Let's go to Psalm 27. So far we've had a couple of scriptures. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. And then also, I believe we had the scripture that told us the fear of the Lord, Proverbs chapter 1, also verse 7. Okay, so a couple of scriptures. Now we're going to turn, stay with me, please, to Psalms 27 in your Bible. Get your Bible, Bible scholar. It's the Word we're talking about that cancels fear, that annihilates fear, that pushes back the enemy, that causes us. We're talking about combating fear, and we combat it with the Word. We combat it with spiritual weapons. We understand first through knowledge of the Word that God hasn't given it to me, and anything God hasn't given to me, I can destroy it. I can dismantle it. I can annihilate it with his Word. With his Word. So Psalms 27 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. God brings light. God brings light in darkness. He's my light and he's my salvation. So where it's dark, the situation seems dark, the report seems dark, here comes Jesus flipping on the light in that situation. The Lord is my light and he's my salvation. He comes to deliver. He comes to rescue. He's my deliverer. The Lord is my light and my deliverer. The enemy try to put us in darkness. The enemy try to make us think the situation is so dark, so impossible, so this. But here comes Jesus flipping on the light. The Lord is my light. There can be no darkness. He brings on the light. He is my salvation. Whom shall I fear? This is a bold scripture. If you struggle with fear, stay in Psalm 27 till you get delivered through the word. The word will deliver you. Begin to take Psalm 27 apart and begin to make decrees. I decree that the Lord is my light. I decree that the Lord is my salvation. I decree that I do not fear anyone because the Lord is. I decree that the Lord is strength of my life. Let me just read it right now, but just break it apart and make you decrees and open your mouth and decree the word mixed with faith. Begin to speak his word over and over and over till you come up my mashe, till you come alive in your spirit, till it gets, get the word in your spirit. Like I was talking about a junkie, an addict, putting a needle in his arm and putting drugs in his body. That's how God wants us to get his word cursing through our spiritual veins, cursing through our mind. His word is in my mind. His word is in my mouth. My language is the word. When you speak to me, even though I might not speak Bible on you, what I'm framing my words is coming from a biblical perspective. Psalms 27, the Lord is my light. So I can't stay in darkness with Jesus as my light. I can't stay in darkness. The Lord is my salvation. He's my answer. He's my solution. He's my strategy. He's my deliverer. He's my rescuer. We've got to know who God is. We've got to know who we are. He is my light. I'm not going to sit in darkness. My situation is not dark. My situation is filled with the light of the Lord. The Lord is my light today. The Lord is your light. The Lord is my salvation. The Lord is your salvation, deliverer, rescuer, healer, promise keeper. Whom shall I fear? Nobody. I fear him alone. I fear God alone. Whom shall I fear? Nobody. Nothing. No one. Whom shall I fear? Zero. Nada. The Lord is the strength of my life. The Lord is my strength. Why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress. The NLT says, the Lord is my protection. Whom shall I be afraid? We need this reminder. We need this reminder. We are a spirit. We have a soul. We live in a body. We're triune beings. There's three components to us. We are a spirit. I am a spirit. You are a spirit. You have a soul. I have a soul. We live in our body. That is who we are, the three parts of man. The Lord is my fortress. He protects me from danger. He protects me from harm. We've got to see God as protector. We've got to see God as light. We've got to see God as strength. He strengthens us when we, the scripture says, I almost would have stumbled and fallen, but it was the Lord. The Lord strengthened us. The Lord gave us the strength to continue. Sometimes we're contending. We're combating fear. We're in situations we're standing on the word. We're standing in prayer. And sometimes I want to say this in the natural. Those of you that watch boxing, you see those two opponents. Sometimes one opponent will hit the other opponent so hard, the other opponent will stagger. And then you can see him. It's like he's seeing stars. It's like he on his feet. Sometimes they, you know, look a little shaky on their feet. And that can be a picture of us because we go through things. I told you, you are a spirit. I am a spirit. We have a soul. We live in a body. Sometimes we take a hit. Sometimes we will stagger. Sometimes we will almost stumble. Sometimes some of us get a fall down. It might not be a TKO, but sometimes they get hit and they fall and they get up. And that's what we must do. We get up in the word. We get up in God. We get up and remind ourselves of who God says and all of the scriptures that he's written for our use, for our growth and development, for our maturing and maturity. The Lord is my light. The Lord is my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Nobody. I declare, Father, from this day forth, declare with me, I shall fear no one but you. Because there's no one that's greater than you. There's no one that has all power in their hands but you. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Name one person that God has told us to fear. Name one thing or entity or power or ruler or principality that God has told us. Now, you fear this one now. He's something else. But the Lord is my light. Oh, come on, we turning on every light in the spirit today. Every light, exposing everything that the enemy tried to make us afraid of, tried to make us fear. We're exposing it to the light today. It cannot stand in the light of God. It cannot stand in the light of God's word. The enemy like to creep around in the dark, just like a cockroach. But I declare, when you turn on the lights, what do those roaches do? They scatter. And James 4:7 told us to resist the enemy with the word of God, like Jesus did, and he will flee. James 4 said, submit yourself therefore unto God. Stay submitted. Got to do it right. Got to do it God's way. Stay submitted to God. Get rid of pride. Stay humble. Stay surrendered. Stay in alignment with him. Submit yourselves therefore unto God. Resist. When I'm stay submitted to God, come on. I'm all about Team Jesus. I'm on the Lord's side. I'm not wavering in my faith. I'm not one foot in, one foot out of God. I'm all the way in. I'm submerged in him. I'm submitted to him. I resist the enemy with this word. I come and get this word. I Google this word. I open this word. I begin to see what God said. I begin to renew my mind, Romans 12:2, to this word. I begin to dump out lies, dump out false agendas of the enemy, dump it out. And I begin to fill myself with the word. We must be intentional and we must be aggressive. I fill myself with the word. I eat this word. I consume it on this word until the word moves in my heart. Until the word, I make it my own. Until the word becomes a part of who I am. Until it's not separated from me. I am intentional. I use the word like a hammer. Everything not like God gotta go. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. He's my fortress, my protection. Of whom shall I be afraid? Let's go a little bit further if we can. Verse 2 says, When the wicked, even those evil people that are my enemies and my foes, come to devour me, to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fell. Listen, this is powerful. When we know and understand God is our light, he's going to expose what's going on in the darkness. God is my salvation. He's going to rescue you out of the situation. Whom shall I fear? No one. We do not have to succumb to fear, but we combat it. We submit ourselves to God and we resist fear with the word. We combat it. We stand our ground. There's laws in the natural that say, stand your ground. You have the right and the authority. There's laws in the spirit realm that say, stand your ground. Use the weapons. Put on your armor. Renew your mind with the word. Transform your mind. Know your identity. Christ being. I'm a Christ being. I'm a Christ being. I've been transformed. I'm a new creation. Act like it. I'm a new creation in God. Act like it. When the wicked come, my enemies, evil people come, it says, I don't have to tremble. They came to attack me. Guess what? Because of who God is to you, because of who God is to me, they stumbled and fell. Because of who God is in me, they stumbled and fell. Because my identity is hidden in Christ, they stumbled and fell. Because I'm not out here in my own strength, they stumbled and fell. They went down. When Goliath came against David, and David said, I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. Come on. Goliath is the one that went down. David was left standing. And that is what the Lord wants to do for you and I. Verse 3, Psalms 27, verse 3, though a bunch of enemies and a mighty army should encamp round about me. So though I'm surrounded by an army of enemies, an army of foes, it says, my heart shall not fear. Don't let your heart be troubled, the scripture tells us. So it says, my heart shall not fear. The war should rise against me, and this will I be confident. So God wants us to be confident in situations and times that we could choose to fear. It says, though a mighty army surrounds me, my heart will not be afraid. Even if I'm attacked, I'll remain confident. Why? The verse before told us, when my enemies and my foes came up against me to attack and devour me, they're the ones that stumbled and fall. God is going to cause our enemies to become the footstool. God is going to cause our enemies to fall. It says one thing, verse 4, one thing I have desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Verse 5, for in the time of trouble, he will hide me. God will protect his own. God will protect. He will conceal us when trouble comes. He will hide me in his sanctuary. He will find a way to rescue and to deliver us. We've got to know it. We've got to be confident in God's word. That's why we have to read the word of God, because the word of God gives us that confidence. It gives it. We grow in faith by hearing the word of God, by hearing it, by filling ourselves with it, and by declaring it. A good way to hear it is for you to take the word of God and make that your prayer targets, and to declare it out of your mouth. The word of God declared out of my mouth mixed with faith. It says, he shall hide me in his tabernacle. He shall set me upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore, I will offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. Yes, I will sing. Yes, I will praise the Lord. So when we have trials, tribulations, when the enemy comes knocking on our door trying to bring us fear, it's a good time to remind ourselves of the provision in Psalm 27, to remind ourselves, like, no, I'm not going to allow my heart to fear, but I will be confident in my God. Remind yourself the word. That's why the word should not depart from us. Daily, we're in the scripture and we're reminding ourselves of what the word of God says to us. But the Lord today is our light. The Lord today is our salvation. Whom shall we fear? Zero, nada, no one, no thing. The Lord is our strength. He's our fortress. He's our deliverer. He is our very present help in the time of trouble. I just want to say, I pray that the radio broadcast today has been a blessing to you, combating the spirit of fear with the word of God. You will always win. You've been listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast for Victory International Praise Ministries. We pray that God would bless you and keep you, and may you walk in victory today.
Hello and welcome, everybody. Amen. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you, and pick up your
Praise
copy
the Lord.
Today.
Thank you for tuning into Kingdom Sounds broadcast. We pray you enjoyed the word today, and if you would like to sow, you can do so at Zelle 321-213-1218 or Cash App at VIP Ministry 250. If you'd like for us to partner with you in prayer, please call us at 321-514-9679.